another episode of Live and Rock. Creative soul for creative soul.
Creative soul. Most artists cannot be comfortable stuck in one box.
That's right.
And that's what this podcast is about. It's not just filmmaking, but creative pursuits in general.
The creative life. Whether it's music, whether it's writing, whether it's painting, illustrating,
photography,
dancing, whatever it is.
Make some noise, rock the world before your time runs out. Let them know what you're about and just make some noise. Rock the world, no matter what your game, make sure the whole world remembers your name. Make some noise, rock the world before my time runs out. You know what I'm about, I'ma make some noise. Rock
we're on.
Yeah.
This is Live and Rock.
Rocking live,
once
ladies and
more
gentlemen.
Time. Yeah.
This is a live recording. We're in now episode 7.
Seven.
And we got a hot topic today, man.
Yep.
We're doing age versus ambition.
Yep.
We're talking about celebrity comebacks.
Uh-huh.
And as you can tell, ladies and gentlemen, your boy CDH is well live. So Shell Rock might have to bring in the reins a little bit on
no,
me.
No. I'm not bringing in no reins. Because last week, last episode, you left me holding the reins all by myself, and that was a piece of work.
It's a good thing I'm live, because the way you're throwing me under the bus, like, I got to move quick. I got to be agile right now. That's all right. We're going to keep this thing rocking today. Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's what I like to hear. Energy, excitement.
Yeah, man. And the feedback has been coming in live.
Like, that's true.
Shout out to El God, Milo Flex.
Who's El God? Do I know El God?
El God, you know who you are. Let Shell Rock know next time you see him who is El God.
Okay, so that indicates I probably do know him if they can see me. All right.
Now I just gotta figure out
who it is. All right, that's good. That's okay.
I gave you a hint. That's all right.
But yeah, man.
Shout out City Lights.
Mm-hmm.
One love. Big ups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Well, you ain't got nobody to shout out?
I always have people to shout out. I want to say my shout outs for the end because I'm really excited for this episode.
Okay, maybe
I'll throw one shout out there right off the top. My girl Tish, I don't have any kind of alias I can use for her on the show. So I'm going to just put the name Tish. I won't use the rest of her name. But yeah,
all right.
I don't know if you really caught it, but I was saying she sent us a shout out in comments online, but she wrote a rap in the comments. Did you catch that?
You know what? That comment, I have to go back and make sure that I see it correctly, because we got some comments in, and I don't recall seeing a rhyme.
Okay.
So,
you know what? That might have been on my own personal feed.
Oh, yeah. You're taking all the Live and Rock comments for yourself.
No. See, I'm out there promoting the show, not just on our website, but also to my own circle Facebook and all of that good stuff on social media. She's probably on my direct community.
What you're saying is that what they should be doing is hit us up at liveandrock.com to make sure that we both get it.
Yeah.
But for real though, love all around to everybody who's been listening, supporting. I'm like hyped about today's show. You know what I mean? Age versus ambition.
Yep.
Celebrity comebacks. Why do some succeed while others fail?
Yep.
And we got another show on deck, our next episode.
Oh, yeah. You know what? There's too much stuff going on. We're going to get into all of that. We'll plug the next episode later on the show, but I think we've been going...
The guest episodes on the next one, just so you guys know. But
listen, we need to get this show moving, or else we're going to run out of time. So we're going to start the show off doing what we always do, is just warming up with a little lighthearted conversation about the arts and entertainment that's going on right now.
Yeah.
What CDH is feeling, what I'm feeling, before we get into our main feature conversation. So just to get us in the mood for that entertainment stuff, let's run a quick segment break, and then we'll be back to talk about what you're feeling.
Yeah, let's
do
that.
On the Live and Rock show. Good to go.
Rehearsing and nursing upon, we know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, Shell Rock, every time you play these little e-breaks,
yeah,
it's like it just brings me right back. I feel like I heard it last week. I'm yo, did you just use this e-break? But no, it's just like, it was just such a fixed part of my life.
Exactly. That it's just
I'm right there.
Yeah, man. You know, like I always say, I love doing the e-breaks, and you know, that's what it's all about. Bugs Bunny, get some old tune, what do you call it, Looney Tunes, just to get you in the mindset, thinking about arts and entertainment.
Yeah.
And speaking of arts and entertainment, yo, what are you feeling? What have you been checking out recently that you're enjoying? Just on a relaxed, just chill vibe, because most of the time you're just always so serious. It's all about, yo, we got to get the creative career going on. We got to focus. But like, seriously, like, do you like taking entertainment to just relax and like...
I have to.
Okay.
I have to. Like, seriously, Russell Brand.
Mm.
A lot of people are sleeping on Russell Brand right now.
Russell Brand, okay, what is he doing
Russell
right now?
Russell Brand. In fact, I was sleeping on Russell Brand for quite some time.
Okay.
He's that, you know, kind of wacky British comedian
with the long hair. We know who he is.
Right.
Right.
And everybody kind of thinks, you know, he's just this crazy, goofy character.
Yeah.
But the guy's producing some, like, intelligent content lately.
Like what? I see his, like, comedy specials on Netflix. That's about all I'm seeing.
Yeah, but it's like... If you take in his last comedy special, and it was just like, it was extremely thought-provoking, intelligent, well-thought-out thematically.
Seriously?
Then,
we are talking about a comedy special, right?
Yeah, man.
This guy, like, the way you're talking about, I swear we're talking about, like,
and
some
funny,
kind
of
serious
course.
Documentary or something about a serious subject. Like, it's...
But
you
then
know.
On top of that, here's the thing, is that... I just checked out, he got two new documentaries on Netflix.
Okay.
And they're about addiction.
Okay.
And,
they're serious documentaries?
These are actually documentaries, but he is just an entertaining guy.
Okay, like, but hold on. Sorry, just going back. There are serious documentaries about addiction.
Yes.
But he's in them.
He wrote, produced, direct, and stars in them.
Seriously?
Yes, sir.
Honestly, I'm not a fan of Russell Brand. Like, there's nothing nothing that he's done that I have any interest in, but the fact that you're saying that he has a serious documentary, I'm like...
That's what I'm saying.
Just out of curiosity, I have to go check it out.
That makes no sense. Because I kind of felt the same way.
I don't even know what a good comparison, but it's like you telling me, like, the most gangster of gangster rappers out there... came out with some kind of, like, I don't know, like a gospel a gospel book or something. I don't know. But it's just like, it's just counterintuitive.
Right, exactly. And that's why I'm saying, that's why I had to shout it out.
Okay,
because it's like, when he first came on the scene, I was just like, I don't care for this guy, whatever. He's just silly, goofy, whatever.
Yeah.
And he still has that element to him.
You know what? That kind of reminds me, to a certain degree, it's almost part of the subject we're talking about today, about the whole age versus ambition. Because when we're talking like, basically, are you ever too old not only to make it, but are you ever too old to reinvent yourself? And that's sort of touching on the whole reinvention.
You got it. And here's the other thing it touches on. Mm-hmm. Is it ever too late?
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing I found out while watching these documentaries is that he was literally a heroin addict.
Okay.
Like heroin, crack, cocaine, all of it.
Wow.
And he's been clean now for like 8 years.
Okay.
And the way he goes on, you wouldn't even know it. You think he's still on something, but he's an actual activist.
Oh, okay, yeah.
For
drug
rehabilitation
and all that.
Abstinence against drugs.
So that's why the documentaries.
Exactly.
Okay.
Two of them.
Okay.
And
see,
they're back
now
to
it's
back.
Starting to okay.
So that's what it's like. It's like you watch these things and he actually has footage of him like smoking up heroin and crack.
Wow, okay.
From way back in the days.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's pretty amazing to say, okay, is it ever too late?
Yeah.
Age, problems, circumstance, is it ever
too late to turn it around? Like, I feel you.
Yeah, so there's a lot in there that you'll be inspired by. Even how he got his start in show business.
Leave it to you, CDH, to kind of see my challenge and just like trump me, because I'm like, I wasn't expecting you. You took the whole subject of just, you know, relaxed entertainment, just to chill out, whatever, and you totally flipped it on me and made it about the inspiration and the motivation.
Yeah,
I don't even want to talk about what I'm feeling or what I was feeling is like, now I feel, I just feel like I'm just like slacking, like I'm just watching pure like foolishness. Like what I've been watching on Netflix lately, binge watching, is like that 70s show. I went back to that. So it's just like, okay.
No, but that stuff is good too. Like, I have other stuff that is purely straight entertainment. Like, Bob's Burgers, been digging that.
You watch Bob's Burgers?
Yeah, my wife's a huge fan.
Oh my gosh, I can't.
I say my wife like you don't know her, but for you guys out there, my wife's been inspiring me lately too, because she's like, she's been reaching a lot of personal ambitions that, you know, we talked about when we first got together, and she's been having some, you know, nice successes those areas lately.
That's good.
Yeah.
We'll have to have her on the show one day if I can ever convince her.
Yeah, you never know. We might be able to swing that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess that's as good a point as any on a high note, positive note, you know, that, you know, the wife is making some headway. And, you know, that's a good segue, not to be a rhymer, into our next segment, which is the time of the show where we like to encourage others, or give all of you guys out there who have ambitions of your own, we're going to give you some tools to help you make it in your ambitions, so you can be the next Russell Brand story that we're hearing about on Netflix, or you know, you hear your songs popping off on the radio and we get the background biopic on you, that kind of stuff. You know what it's all about.
Yeah.
So basically, this is the time when we want to empower you and just give you some man, I'm rambling. Give you something that you can check out that will help you. So, I got a few things that I want to share with everybody.
Yeah,
but, you know, the way I see it is, it's this type of, this is the type part of the show where we're just basically giving you tools to suit up with. We're giving you some weapons, some ammunition in your arsenal. So, on that note, I'm going to run the segment break, and we'll give you what you need to succeed, like this.
Suit up!
Suit up!
Suit up!
You suited up!
Snow suit up!
Flight suit up!
Penguin suited up!
Suit up!
You suited up!
Birthday suited up!
Slut up!
Suit up!
Suit up!
Suit it up!
Suit up!
Suit up!
Space suit up!
Suit up!
Suit up! No, that's...
Okay. Yes. We are back, and we want to put you guys on track to succeed in your mission, your creative mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think when you reach a certain age, it is literally mission impossible.
Okay. I was going to see if you knew what it was.
Oh, come on. Wait, is that me giving away my age?
Yeah. Well, yo, Mission Impossible was one of the other things I was going to mention in the entertainment section.
Yeah.
Is that I want to see that, because that's getting some big reviews, and I haven't seen it yet, but I want to see it. But back on track.
Yeah.
Want to give you guys, listeners, some tools. Is it okay if I go first this time?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so what I wanted to shout out or give you guys, a couple of people have been asking me about creating their own podcast. Mr. Brickley, you know who you are. And my boy Emmanuel, there's some guys, they want to do their own podcast. So I thought I'd just share the app that we use and we're getting some good mileage out of for podcasting. And that's Spreaker.
Yeah.
And Spreaker is literally like the word speaker with an R in the middle of it.
Yeah.
But that's the app that we're using for all of you out there. And it's a super, super amazing app. Like I said, I'm not super smooth with it yet, as you see.
But we're
learning, yeah. But the main thing about Spreaker is, for you, if you're out there trying to do podcasting for the first time, it allows you to record live.
Yeah.
All your background music, DJ live, set it all up, cue it up, and just let it run.
Yeah.
And you can have monitors, two people, me and CDH are live right here talking, and we have our own headsets and everything.
That's right.
So it's all good. But the most important thing is that it's super easy to use. You can get it on both Android and iOS. That's Apple, for those who don't know. So yeah, Spreaker, that's a super good app. Just Spreaker, just type that into your Android store or whatever and get it.
And just to support that, I was actually listening to like pro music industry podcast recently. And they were talking about the fact that they use Spreaker.
Nice. Okay. So podcast. there you go. And if I can add one more real quick before you tell me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because last episode we did Music Biz Weekly.
Yeah.
And I was unable to really give you guys facts and details that would make you understand how awesome that podcast is, and you guys need to check it out.
That I was listening to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
They're like sister podcast or something.
Okay. Well, just basically, I want to go back and just make sure I dot all my I's and cross my T's and make sure you guys get the information. So, again, I'm recommending Music Biz Weekly for anybody as a podcast, for anyone who's in the music business, independent artist.
Yeah.
It's hosted by Michael Brandvold, and he's basically worked in the music industry for years. He managed online marketing campaigns for KISS, Motley Crue, Madonna, Rod Stewart, Britney Spears, Ozzy Osbourne. The list just goes on.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm trying to tell you guys, it's a high quality, inside the industry type of podcast that you'll get extreme value from. Check it out.
That's good. So I guess we're switching roles this time, because mine is not so serious
not
and
so
in
serious.
Depth.
Okay. Yeah.
But the one I had prepared was actually, it was a podcast as well. It's Freakonomics.
Okay.
Now, Freakonomics is, it's a podcast that's not necessarily directly related to, you know, how to make it in any given, you know, industry or anything like that.
Yeah.
But what I like it for is it's just very light brain stimulation.
Okay.
And where it comes in handy is that it's great conversation pieces.
Okay.
And we know, as independent artists or any kind of entrepreneur, it's all about building relationships. And if you have, you know, some kind of interesting facts and anecdotes that you can have a stimulating conversation with someone, then it's going to help you build those relationships. So Freakonomics is great for that.
So it's basically about how you relate to other people.
No, it's not about that at all, actually.
Okay.
but that's one of the things it's useful for.
Oh, okay.
In a practical sense, like I said, it's light brain stimulation.
Okay.
So it's a podcast by economics professionals.
Okay.
Professors or something.
It's based on the book, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they take, like, everyday topics and break it down to economic type science.
Okay.
Like, recently I listened to episodes that were about sleep patterns.
Okay.
Like, do rich people sleep more than poor people?
Are you serious?
Today I was listening to an episode that was, holy smokes, what was today's episode about? I should just pull it up here. But they do have, like, just really interesting topics, and while you're in conversation with someone, it'll trigger something that you heard on the podcast.
Okay.
And it just kind of stimulates the conversation.
Yeah.
So the one I listened to today was on how to make a smart TV ad.
Okay.
And it talks about the economics and the psychology behind advertising.
Okay.
You know, they have topics like, why do we follow the news?
Okay.
They had Aziz Ansari was a guest on there once.
Are you serious?
Talking about why he needs another toothbrush.
What?
So they're just kind of off the wall, just weird topics that you wouldn't really think about. And they break it down in really interesting and scientific or economic terms.
Okay.
What do the numbers mean? Like, what are the real numbers of how many people, you know, go to bed at a certain time?
Yeah.
And yeah, so it's like intellectual stimulation,
but it's
very light.
Okay.
And easy to absorb.
That's an interesting mix. Like,
yeah, a good friend of mine, Richie B, turned me on to that probably over a year ago, 2 years ago.
Okay.
And slowly I've been starting to listen to it more and more often.
Okay.
Yeah. They got over 6 million listeners, I found out today. They're aiming for 7 million. So I've done my part to share.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day they can do it for us. Just joking.
Yeah, man. But yeah, and then since you did too, I'll throw in another quick one. Wunderlist.
Okay.
That's just a really quick, simple app for all your to-do lists.
Okay.
iOS, Android app.
Okay.
Also on your computer.
Okay.
So just keep yourself organized. You know, write down everything you need to do,
mm-hmm.
and you can have your checklists and timelines and reminders and all of that in one place.
Okay.
Wunderlist.
Wunderlist.
That's WUNDER list.
Okay. All one word.
Yeah.
Okay. Wunderlist. On Android and all your smartphone devices out there.
Yeah, for real. Yeah.
Which is very important for people of our age. I won't throw you under the bus.
But
fine.
Speaking of that, I am interested in getting into the meat of today's conversation.
Exactly. See, I was trying to do you a favor. I was trying to do the smooth segue. You wanted to learn, so I'm just trying to show you my example. So like I said, Wunderlist, an app for, you know, remembering things, especially for us of a certain age. I mean, like your boy Shell Rock here.
Okay. Yeah.
My age is not as young as it used to be, but I still have many ambitions. And that's kind of why we end up here today on this podcast with this topic.
Like you take advantage of the tools to help you
based on where you are.
Yeah, we got to get into this for real.
Well, we are. Let's do it. Let's get into our feature conversation right about now. I'm going to just slowly fade out as we get ready to get into our feature conversation, which is
age versus ambition.
All right, guys. You heard it. That's the intro. We'll get into our future conversation. I know it wasn't so smooth transitions, but
we're getting there.
My ambition is not quite where my skill level is at yet, but
we'll get there.
But yes.
Yeah.
It's about to go down. Age versus ambition. We have about 6 minutes left before we gotta end part one. But we wanna get into the introduction of this topic. So, how did we get here, CDH Live? Why did we want to get into this topic today?
So, over the past few weeks, we've been talking about a lot of different topics for the podcast.
Yep.
And we've been kind of going on this theme of versus.
Yes,
So, as we were going through it, we did focus versus diversification.
Yep.
You know, we came to this idea of age versus ambition because, number one, we ourselves, we are at a certain age where a lot of the population out there would say, you know what, it's too late
it's
for you guys.
Late, yeah.
Like, you know, what are you doing? It's time to throw in the towel, as they say, hang up the mic, hang up the gloves.
Yeah, I was about to say, be very specific to the medium of music and urban and hip-hop culture.
Yeah, but not only that, but, you know, in a lot of fields, especially creative arts, you know, they're always looking for the next prodigy,
the
young, promising
new talent.
So we have a lot of ambition, and some of it to date has yet to be fulfilled.
Yes, fulfilled in a economic sense.
Right.
Yeah,
and even in a creative completion sense. Right, in terms of what we're able to produce with our resources.
Right.
But the topic, it almost comes as a perfect follow-up to our focus versus diversification, because you know, if you want to reach to a certain place, mm-hmm. especially when you reach to a certain age, if you have that ambition, mm-hmm. You got to kind of look at things realistically.
Yeah.
And, you know, say what is truly possible.
Possible, yeah.
And we know a lot of other artists and mm-hmm. ambitious creative souls out there.
Yeah.
That have had this question and, you mm-hmm. know, we have conversations about it. So mm-hmm. we thought, what better place to open up the dialogue than right here on Live and Rock?
Well, as you mentioned that, one of the things that when we first talked about it, one of the things that prompted me as well to talk about it was the fact that I was watching one of our Canadian Toronto icons in the hip hop industry on TV.
Uh-huh.
So there's the show called Mr. D.
Right.
Here in Canada on Canadian Netflix. For those of you listening in the US, you may not have it, but it's a comedy show. And it's a half hour sitcom. And one of the iconic pioneer hip hop artists, from Canadian hip hop artists named Maestro Fresh West.
Yeah.
Is a prominent main character and actor on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And Maestro, as you know, his hip hop career goes way back to like at least 20 years ago or more than that, right?
Yeah, way more than 20
way
years.
Way more than that. So, you know, he's like a regular on Mr. D, and he is now, we got 2 minutes.
Okay.
So yeah, he's a regular. So I was binge watching that show for a minute over the last little while on Netflix, and that kind of, I was getting inspiration seeing like, wow, this guy had his hip hop career back in the days.
Yeah.
And you know, he kind of disappeared for a while. By a while, we mean like, you know, years and like decades.
Yeah.
And yet now here I am, you know, 2015, I'm enjoying just comedy and shows on entertainment, and boom, there's my boy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what, maybe we are running out of time, so we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with part two. But what I'm trying to say is, me who started out in hip-hop,
mm-hmm.
to see a fellow Toronto native who made it big relatively, fell off or disappeared,
uh-huh.
and then to still see him coming back in another form as an actor just gives me hope and inspiration that, okay, even though it's 2015 and I kind of left the hip-hop game and I've pretty much age-wise decided that, you know, hip-hop is not the career that's going to take off for me,
uh-huh.
but I'm still trying to flex my muscles creatively in other areas.
Right.
It just gives me inspiration to see that it is possible
to
reinvent myself and still see success in another arena. And that's kind of why I wanted to talk to you about it and kind of have that discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to take this quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how it is that some succeed
mm-hmm.
and others fail when they are attempting to reinvent themselves or attempt to come out at a later stage in their life journey.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that right when we come back from this break.
Yes.
Stay along for the ride, and we'll see you guys on the other side.
Word.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Yo.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the mix. We're in, you know, we're in the trenches right now.
Yep.
Talking about this age thing
versus ambition.
And the funny thing is, We've been talking a lot about age from the perspective of, you know, is it too late? Are you too old?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of you guys out there who feel like you're not old enough to be taken seriously. And that's another...
twist. I was not expecting this at
challenge.
All.
So we're going to talk a little bit about both of those things. But let's first go into, you know, some of these stories, these real life examples. We were talking about Maestro.
Yeah.
And some of the other, you know, celebrities that have, you know, attempted and succeeded or failed.
Failed, yeah, yeah.
You know,
because we did name this episode top, well, I guess great celebrity comebacks, if
right.
I'm right.
Yeah.
So how about, let's go. Give me some. Give me some that you want to,
okay.
Some notable celebrity comebacks you want to talk about, whether they were successful, failed, or in process. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it.
Right. So, I mean, right up at the top right now, relevant, is Mr. Dr. Dre himself. Controversy or no controversy, whatever you guys want to say about him.
Celebrity comeback?
Yeah.
Was he ever gone?
Well, you can say yes or no, but he hasn't really been doing his own personal music projects for quite some time.
Okay,
he's been producing for others in the background.
If you look at
but his last album was, what, The Chronic what year?
Yeah, someone told me it was like 10 years or so. No, Chronic was not his last album, guy.
What was his last album?
Are you Sorry. Chronic was like his first album.
And what was that his was second like, album?
I don't remember what it's called, but he had another album since Chronic.
Yeah,
He's had two albums since Chronic.
Yeah, yeah. He had the Chronic, and then he had the Chronic 2001.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, I thought when you said the Chronic, I just thought you were referring to the original. Sorry, my bad.
All right.
Continue.
But anyway, the point I'm making is that now he's come back out with another new album.
Yes, after taking a huge break from
after
music.
After taking a huge break from putting out anything under his own name as an album.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's a big one. You talked about the Governator himself, you know what I mean, coming back.
I like the Governator as a good example because he's an example of reinvention to the extreme degree, if you ask me.
He is a really good example. I wanted to throw out one more that I really like, which is Mr. Stallone.
Okay.
And there's some real reasons why I think he's a good example, too. But I'll let you go ahead on the Governator
no,
first.
No, because it's just interesting that you stay Stallone.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, for those who don't
know.
Yeah,
the sorry. Governator. Yeah, yeah, yeah. True, there may be some young people who might, okay. But no, it's interesting that you bring up Stallone back-to-back with Schwarzenegger, because let's face it, they're both originally 80s action movie stars, right? They both pretty much, they were like toe-to-toe, like they were, it's either Stallone or Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
One movie with Stallone, you know, Commando, and then you had Rambo with Stallone. No, Commando with Schwarzenegger, then Rambo with Stallone.
I mean,
and they would go back-to-back through the 80s, like they were the stars.
They were the action movie genre.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? Everybody else was aspiring to be one of the two of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. So, it's interesting you brought that up. Yet, even though they were both started the same way, they took very different paths. So, even though when they kind of faded out of the action star, focus or in the mainstream consciousness of the world, Arnold went into politics, which is completely like 180.
Yeah.
It's beyond 180. It's like a next dimension. Like, to go from being the action star to being eventually the governor of California. Like, how do you go for like that's reinvention on a next level.
Right.
Meanwhile, Stallone pretty much he didn't really reinvent himself during that period. I would say more than anything else, he just kind of just disappeared, for lack of a better word.
Sort of. What I like about the Stallone example is that he actually reinvigorated his own career without having to reinvent himself. So for those who, their passion
is hitting me, man. okay.
Yeah, because those who
some interesting,
have
some serious
a
nuggets.
Very specific passion,
yes,
and have something that works for them, but it's just not connecting with people anymore. How do you reinvigorate something like that?
Right.
And to me, he's done it more than once, but to me, I mean, you know, his big break was Rocky.
Yeah.
And, you know, he you know, grew and rode that franchise all the way up to Rocky V.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it was about him as a retired boxer.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But then, after that big break, he came back with a new... with a new franchise, The Expendables.
Yes, but that was how many years later?
But that's the point. Yeah. That's the comeback.
Right. Using the comeback is not a reinvention. It's the same medium and essentially the same method, essentially.
Sort of. But to me, like, the lesson out of this this example is that even if you want to do essentially the same thing,
yes,
you have to find a way to make it relevant and authentic to where you are today.
At your stage of life.
Exactly.
And the stage of the state of the world.
Exactly.
As it has changed and evolved. I get you.
So, yeah. You know, he's always been active as writer and director on his projects.
Yeah.
But what he realizes now is that he will have a much harder time carrying the movie as the solo star, action star.
Right. And doing all the stunts and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So what can he do? Well, he can come up with a platform to reinvigorate a bunch of action stars
and
give an audience something they've never seen before.
Honestly, I mean, I don't know if he... I mean, for all we know, he's not even the one that came up with that. We don't know, right? But at the end of the day, he signed off on it. He saw the opportunity and he went with it, right?
Right.
Honestly, by the way, you're blowing my mind because... I didn't think I was gonna get such rich nuggets out of this conversation. No. I'm not trying to make a knock at you. You know?
Okay.
I'm saying I never realized that I would get my mind open to aspects of this topic that I never thought of. So I'm like, I'm appreciating it because I never thought about this topic from that aspect before.
Okay.
Like doing the same thing
and
finding a way to you know, get there. Because I'm thinking mostly about reinvention. I'm thinking most of the comebacks we're talking about, they're people who have disappeared and their comeback has come in the form of them doing something slightly different. So for example, I was gonna mention Joe Rogan.
Okay.
But I don't think that really falls under comeback. So I'm gonna stick that to the side.
Because
I don't think he really falls under comeback.
I was gonna give some questions on that.
See, I had these guys listed more under the topic of reinvention.
Okay.
Because are you ever too old to reinvent yourself is also part of it, right?
Okay.
So, you know, when I mentioned Joe Rogan and The Rock, it's in context to the fact that they reinvented themselves, period.
Right.
Joe Rogan started out as a comedian.
Yeah.
He was... to best of my knowledge, his most prominent role and notable role on TV was on news radio for a time.
Joe Rogan?
Yes. You never
you
seen
know,
no...
I completely forgot about that, to be honest. I know Joe Rogan as Fear Factor.
So there you go. That's my point. Exactly.
Yeah.
So he started out on news radio and as a comedian and yes, eventually Fear Factor.
Right.
But that was one stage. And then after that success, he kind of went in a completely different direction where he started doing the MMA stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole point about the success, how you know his reinvention was successful, is not just in the fact that, is in the fact that you don't even remember his comedic roots and as successful as that was. You only know him for now in a different stage, which is MMA stage.
Right.
Right. A lot of people out there who only know him from
don't know much about the MMA stage.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a different audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people out there who only know him from that.
Right.
And then now, building on the MMA success, he started his whole podcasting, his whole podcast network.
Yeah.
And now, from what I understand, even though he started the podcast as a result of the MMA and trying to give insight to that, the people I've been talking to say basically they listen to his podcast primarily because he talks about stuff way beyond the MMA. Like most of the podcast is celebrity guests from all walks of, you know, celebrity kingdom.
Right.
Like Kevin Smith, like I said, it was on there. Can't remember who else was on. Like when I Googled or when I searched up his podcast on YouTube, the episodes that pulled that I saw at first were all interviews with celebrities that had nothing to do with MMA. And I was completely pleasantly shocked and surprised.
True.
Right? So again, he's reinvented himself again through the medium of podcasts. It's more of like, now he's a prominent, I guess, broadcaster slash into talk show host is what I would call it. Right?
Right. That's good. The thing for me, I'm just like, when it comes to reinvention, I think we see that a lot more commonly. Like, we see celebrities reinvent themselves a lot more frequently than we see them kind of reinvigorate
their career, existing career.
You know, especially when it comes to, like, you know, actors and singers. A lot of singers turn into acting.
Actors, right? That we can get a million examples of.
Actors often turn into writers.
Yes.
And directors.
Yes.
Now, I don't know a whole lot about the comic book world.
Yes.
Definitely, we see dancers reinvent themselves as choreographers.
Right, yep.
But I'm interested in, you know, what some of our listeners are going to send in to us for examples on reinvention.
Yes.
Because I'd like to hear from some of the other arts.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like photographers, you know, other entrepreneurs and just different
I'm glad you just said entrepreneurs, because I was about to say the same thing. Not even just artists in the sense of making it in a public way, like we're talking about actors, dancers, but there's also reinventing yourself in the form of bringing your form of art to a practical use.
Right.
So you kind of touched on it in your last in our last episode, I think, in how you went from just focusing on being a music artist and you started a production company and started using the tools to provide services to other artists. So you kind of reinvented, you didn't reinvent yourself, but it's a kind of reinvention in that you added the aspect of CDH Live, that is a production company focused on making video EPK kits, and it's basically using your creative talents as a service.
Right.
So there's people out there who may have creative talents that they can now bring, they no longer can be the star of the stage on stage,
right,
doing shows, but they bring it to a more practical everyday level and say, you know, I'm going to start a community theater group, or I'm going to start giving lessons, you know, to local kids.
Right.
So it's something that the public won't see, the public eye won't see, but it's still using that same creative gift in another stage of life, in another way, on a practical way.
And sometimes it's like at a pro level, but it's behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Right? Like there's those who, you know, for example, you talked about the Music Biz Weekly podcast.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who's been in the music industry for years, helping to build careers of some of those stars that we all know.
Yes, yes.
And now he is utilizing new technology and making a name for himself through podcasting and online.
Yeah, yeah.
And from what I hear so far, he's not working as much with the big name celebrities. He still has, you know, work with them.
Yes.
But he's more on the educational side now.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's using that insight and that experience he has to build a new audience and perhaps even craft, you know, new paths in the music industry.
Well, he definitely is, because he's affecting and influencing people like me and you. Like, he's reaching us.
Right.
And indirectly by everyone, all of us taking his knowledge and his wisdom. The world is better off because a lot of us are using that information.
And again, like you mentioned, like we talked earlier, Russell Brandt.
Yes.
We know him as this goofy guy.
Yeah.
Comedian.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's that aspect of him.
Mm.
But he's produced, not only has he produced two full-fledged documentaries on a serious topic.
Yeah.
He's literally been and is an activist for for addiction recovery in Europe and all over the world, really.
Yeah.
He spoke to the United Nations.
Holy, that's like, crazy. I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah,
for sure,
if you guys
sure.
get a chance, check it out. It's brand new on Netflix. I think it's called Addicted to Recovery or something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely worth a watch. different kind of perspective of what you can do when you decide that this is where your passion is and where you are in your journey. It's time to do something a little bit different.
Speaking of different perspective, we are running out of time. I definitely want us to wrap up this show properly this time, so we have time to do our shout outs at the end and just let you guys know what's going to be on the next episode. So, speaking of different perspectives, before we run out of time for this topic, I want to just look at it from the other perspective, which is it ever too late to just make it, period?
Right.
Because we've been focused on those who've made comebacks and reinvention, but there was one particular story that inspired me the most and that really, really set me off on this, was the story of Phyllis Smith, who most of you out there probably do know her, but a lot of you may not even realize you know her and you know her by name. I knew her from the TV show The Community. Sorry, not Community.
Not Community, The Office.
The Office, yes. Yeah. So you've probably seen her, but you've never even really taken her in as anything serious.
And which one is Phyllis Smith?
So Phyllis Smith is the secretary. Is she the secretary? No, she's the larger woman, the one that...
Whose name is Phyllis.
Her name is Phyllis on The Office?
Yes.
It shows you how much I paid attention to the show. But yeah, I didn't realize that. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. Meta right there. But yeah, so... It came to my attention on listening to an interview with her about a couple months back, or just before the Pixar movie Inside Out came out.
Yeah.
She was interviewed on a radio show, talk show, and I got the skinny on her background.
Okay.
She never made it in the entertainment industry. When she started in The Community, I keep saying Community, The Office. That was her biggest role and her biggest break, for lack of a better word.
Right.
And at that time, she was already 55 years old.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 52 and 55 years old.
Yeah.
That alone blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because when you think about how many people would give up or think that they can't break into the entertainment industry once they've reached a certain age.
Right.
She fully lived a whole life before that. She was an NFL cheerleader. She worked... I have my notes here. She was an NFL cheerleader. She it was the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis something, something. Yeah, St. Louis Cardinals. She was a cheerleader in the 70s. Again, to think that she'd go from all of that... Oh, and in between The Office and that... she was working in the industry as a casting director. And that's what ultimately led to her being in The Office eventually. But, you know, as I said, my whole thing is that, to me, it's a good example for all of you out there who's listening that, you know what, no matter what it is possible to make it. Even if you are feeling like, you know, you're over the age of, you know... the prime age for your medium, there's always a possibility and a hope. You may not be doing the same roles within that medium. You may not be doing, but you can still break out if you're willing to flex, exercise some flexibility, and be diverse in your approach.
Yeah.
It's possible for you to still achieve commercial success.
Right. You know, the funny thing is that we often hear the stories, like it's always big news when there's a child prodigy.
Yes.
Right? But there actually is, you know, a fairly good amount of people who achieve success later in life, and we just don't make as big of a deal about it.
Yes.
Right? So, like I was thinking, one of the simplest examples is Louis C.K.
Okay.
Comedian.
Yes.
Right? Like, people know him now. Like, he's a household name.
Yes.
But think about where he was 5-10 years ago.
Right.
Can anybody tell me?
I can't.
Exactly. He's a grown man. Like, not like he started comedy yesterday.
Yeah.
He's been doing it a long time.
I
think about, you know, I heard Steve Harvey say one time he didn't have a car in his name till he was almost 40 years old.
You're speaking. Look, that's me right here.
Right?
That's me right here. Real talks.
Yeah, man. So it's like people achieve success at different times.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's journey is unique.
Yeah.
And young or old, it's like to me, the age is just a number.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of the work is what it's about.
Yes.
Right? The passion that you have for what you're doing, you know, the attention to detail and the attitude that you show up with every day. Those are the things that make the difference and draw people into your what it is that you do and what you put out there.
Yeah.
And the same goes for those who continue in their careers. It's because they continue to show up with that same passion.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, celebrities show up for 15 minutes of fame or, you know, 5 years are at the top of the charts and they're never heard of again. Why? Because they felt they bought into the fact that they were done.
Yes.
You know, we I mean, there's just so many examples we could continue going on.
You know what the best example is? And we're going to wrap up the show. We're going to wrap up the show now. So, I'm going to use us as the perfect example wrap up the show.
All right.
We have just over 5 minutes, and I think it's the best way to really, really hit this subject on the nail.
Yeah.
I think yours truly, Shell Rock and CDH Live, is an example of both, you know, the idea of reinvention and making it period for the first time, because neither one of us have actually really achieved major commercial success as recording artists, as book writers, and everything in between that we're doing.
Right.
So we're still trying to convince ourselves and just, you know, that's why we're doing the podcast, to try and this particular episode, I mean, on this subject is to provide motivation for ourselves and encouragement for ourselves to continue going.
Yeah.
But along that road, in order to try and achieve that commercial success, we've decided to do Live and Rock, the podcast and the show, which in a way is a reinvention for us. It's a reinvention. It's a pre-reinvention, if you'd like to say.
Yeah.
Because we really haven't achieved major success.
Yeah.
But we're flexing our creative muscles and thinking outside the box to reinvent ourselves to a certain degree as broadcasters, coming up with content, you know, and programming show content, you know, talk show host, basically, for lack of a better word,
right,
that we want to use as a vehicle to hopefully encourage others, and at the same time hopefully build an audience for ourselves individually that will help to expose our main arts and hopefully help us make it in our main arts. So I think that's a perfect example, and that's why we're doing the Live and Rock show when we get down to the nitty gritty.
Straight goods.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but want to just say, like, my birthday's coming up soon.
Yeah.
By the time this will go out before my birthday.
Yeah.
But
just before.
Yeah. We got listeners that are like in their 20s and they think it's too late. And it's like, when I started as an artist, I thought I was too young to be taken seriously. And to be quite honest, just at this age where I am now, I feel like I have enough life experience to say what I've always wanted to say. And if you're young, if you feel like you're too young to say something serious, just say it. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So at least you're getting the practice, you're getting the experience, and those who don't take you seriously, they're just not ready for you, right? But just be true to what you want to do, and let that continue to build for you, is what I want to say to you guys.
Awesome.
Any questions you guys have? I think this is the first episode where we're going to get some questions coming back in. So, yeah, I want you guys to throw in some questions at hit us up at liveandrock.com.
Yep.
Hit us up at liveandrock.com.
And if you're ever in doubt, just put in Live and Rock.
Yeah.
Go to Google and put Live and Rock. You'll find us. Liveandrock.com has everything, audio shows, video shows, every episode we've ever done is there.
Yeah.
And extras like direct links to my books, direct links to, you can see the CDH Live music video, I Rap.
Yeah.
One of the most, very awesome video. Most importantly, though, before we run out of time, I also want to plug our next episode, speaking of Live and Rock.
Man.
If you guys have enjoyed this show, you're gonna love the next show.
Yeah.
Because we had our third guest of all since the conception of Live in the Rock. Yep. We had our third guest, and he's going to be on our next episode. We're going to give you guys highlights of that interview.
Yeah.
The topic we're going to explore.
Independent writer and director. And we are talking about this whole concept of collaboration.
Yes, the art of collaboration.
Yeah.
That's going to be the topic of the next Live in Rock show. Trust me, CDH Live hasn't heard it. I've heard, listened back to the interview. Trust me, folks. This is why I wanted to make sure I got to plug it on this episode. You guys are going to want to tune in. My boy, Vincent Galvez, co-creator or co-writer on a comic book called Heroes of the World. Google that as well. Yeah. He's but a great writer. Yeah, we'll get into all of that.
You'll hear it on the next episode.
The next episode, that's right.
Yeah, trust me.
So, yeah, that's about it. So, we want to thank everybody for listening to this. We know we couldn't get into everything. There's so much, like all our topics, there's so much more we could have got into, but...
Put your voice in on this one. Mm-hmm. You got to put your voice in on this one. Hit us up at Live in Rock and, you know, tell us what are your thoughts about age versus ambition. Are we ridiculous? Is Live in Rock just two old dudes trying to, like, you know, recapture their youth? Or are we onto something?
Yes.
You know?
Just,
yeah. It doesn't really matter what you guys say because we're enjoying this anyway. And that's the point. Is that... Regardless of what your age is, enjoy living your passion.
Yes.
And you're going to be all right.
That's right. Because life without passion is no life at all.
There you go.
I'm going to have to put that on a t-shirt, yo. Real talk. I think that's our first Live in Rock.
Yeah. We'll see about that one. That might be your project.
Yeah.
But we do have some projects in the works, ladies and gentlemen, so stay tuned. We're thinking about getting a Live in Rock music video.
Yeah. Yo, you're saying too much, yo. We need to end this show.
Oh,
we gotta leave some for later, yo.
There's so much I want to share. All right. Well, shout out to everybody who's been tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
JC, Mr. Jermaine Cowan, reggae artist, extraordinaire.
Yep.
Who else?
I want to give a shout out to, did I mention Mr. Brickley again and Emmanuel when I did the speaker?
Man.
Okay, see? I'm just trying to, it's not age thing. I can't even remember. I can't remember the last 10 minutes, let alone.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is the absolute longest outro to an episode I've ever heard. So we got to cut it off, yo.
Okay.
We went from one extreme to the next. Last episode, we didn't even have 10 seconds to end the show. Now we're spending 10 minutes on ending the show.
So I hope you guys were inspired, empowered, and motivated.
Yes.
There's more coming, so just stay tuned.
All right. And we'll leave it at that. And as always, we got to end by letting you know, if you're going to live... You might as well rock.
Whatever it is.
Make some noise, rock the world before your time runs out. Let them know what you're about and just make some noise. Rock the world, no matter what your game. Make sure the whole world remembers your name.